Wow. We need to look ourselves in the mirror, especially as coaches, and put a better product out on the floor, a little bit more cohesive unit on both ends of the floor. And I think that that will be a good place to start in terms of trying to get the result that I'm sure we all would like to get. And I think once we coach them better, then we'll be better. So that's probably my opening statement.
Points in the paint tonight, it just seems pretty easy for them to get in there. Just what you see there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think I probably had the wrong matchups, to be quite honest, because we couldn't keep the ball out of the paint for most of the game, and we tried to emphasize. I couldn't get them bought into keeping the ball out of the paint. So that's just matchups and schemes, and just not a good enough job. Yep.
Josh Hall mentioned that warm-ups and everything before the game, they were lacking a bit of energy. I think he used the word lackadaisical. I know you're not out there for all the warm-ups, but did you see something from them as well pre-game that bothered you?
No, I don't see them at all pre-game except for in the locker room. I would have to check with the coaches. I mean, I always check. They didn't. This wasn't a warm-up loss game. This was a coach loss game. And if they were lackadaisical in warm-ups, then I need to fix that. Yep.
The lead for all the 4 minutes of the game and lose it right at the very end like that, just how much of a heartbreaker is that for you, just like all the guys?
Well, you know, it would be a heartbreaker if we deserved to win, right? But we as coaches, we did not deserve to win. And I think maybe for our players, they could probably be a little heartbroken. But as coaches, that was not a good enough product for me to be heartbroken. But you typically do win when you lead 36 minutes on your home floor. But we just didn't deserve to win.
Defensively, I know you say some coaching schemes and stuff, but have you seen this preseason that the defense is still a work in progress? I know the guys said it'll be a work in progress all year, but to get to opening night?
Well, you know, I mean, we got to defend better. It's always going to be a work in progress, but, you know, guarding the ball, that's – you got to sit down and guard the ball. Checking out, giving one shot. I mean, there are some things that should not have happened tonight that happened. And it's my job to get these guys not to do that. It's really that simple. But we should have defended better tonight than what we had in terms of have I seen anything yet. I mean, this group has not practiced – day in and day out with the consistency to be a good defensive team. But again, I've got to go back and take a look and see why that is. And at the current time, I haven't seen it, so I don't really know. But again, this whole defensive, even in transition, like guys not picking up their right man off of a free throw, that's just coaching, and I've got to get that fixed.
You mentioned that coaching. There was a moment towards the very beginning of the game where Josh Hall had a jumper and he made it, but you didn't exactly seem pleased with that shot. He kind of looked at you, kind of put his hands out. Yeah. Kind of, what was going on there?
I was worried about him on the other end. If you ever see me mad, it's always defense and rebounding. And I got to do a better job getting this team to believe in that. And obviously we don't believe in that. So I'm upset at myself. Number one, and probably showed some frustration towards Josh that maybe I should not have had, but our only offensive woe or problem is either I haven't developed them skillfully enough to be able to make the right reads, or I've got a bad offensive scheme. So I mean, I've got a lot of work to do. But with that particular situation, I was upset because Josh Hall had defensively, in my opinion, without seeing the tape, I thought he was responsible for the first 4 points. Now, maybe I had him in the wrong position, and I've got to check myself in the mirror first.
Coach, you guys were 8 for 28 for three.
Yep.
Did it seem like a lot of those were good looks and they just didn't fall?
You know, I thought in the first half they were great looks. I thought in the second half maybe a little bit more questionable ones. We actually made the tougher ones, but the way they defend you, they just clog up the paint. Obviously, we would have liked to establish Tulio and Lamont on the block, especially Tulio. But I mean, they double team you right away. You got to kind of loosen them up a little bit. I think the biggest problem offensively in the second half is when they started to switch their smaller players on our bigger players, we couldn't get the ball to those guys around the basket. And maybe a couple times we settled for some threes. But at the same time, if you're open and you're in rhythm, I think you got to be able to step up and knock that shot in. But a lot of the shot selection things, I really have to watch the tape because it's so many possessions in the game. I can't keep up with all of them. But I do know that from a coaching standpoint, the ball should have went inside a lot more in the second half when they were switching in their defense. And unfortunately, I have been unable to get that figured out.
28-3 something you want to do?
Yeah, you know, with this team, probably that's probably a lot. But I mean, if you make one more, you know, you win the game, right? So I mean, again, with the shots, I really have to chart those because it could be late shot clock, it could be broken play, it could be a lot of different things. But that starts with me and ends with me. So.
Josh touched on something you've been touching on a little bit throughout the preseason, mm-hmm. how you want this team to be getting going around Valley play towards the end of the year. Is that something you're preaching? Just, hey, we need to get good by Valley play. We're trying to get through non-conference.
No, I preach get better every day. I preach don't sacrifice your gift. That's all I preach is take the things that God has given you and do the very best you can with them. And let the chips fall where they will. I don't talk to us about anything about the Valley. I mean, we have a unbelievably tough non-league schedule. I would be crazy to be worried about January. God's willing, I'm still around come January.
You think a loss like this can be good for the guys if they're an off-season hype? Just motivate them a little more? Like, hey, we can get beat any night?
I don't know if it'll be good, but I mean, it's just the truth. It's where we are. I've always said that you can learn the same from a win as opposed to a loss. You never want to lose. But again, maybe this loss is great for me because what I'm selling right now is not being bought. So I got to figure out a way to sell, you know, the right product here. So I don't think that this has too much of an effect on the players.
How much can you try to turn that around, get them to buy into something else by Sunday?
Well, that's what they pay me to do. I better get it figured out. Yes.
Richard, with them penetrating the way they did, and then going 3 out of 14 from three, did you ever contemplate zone at all?
Well,
I know it's still early in the
season. Yeah, it's early in the season, but We practice zone every day, but we just did not make that call. I just did not make that call to go zone because I felt like at the end of the day we were still winning. I mean we were winning the game for 36 minutes, and so I think that would have been a decision because when you play zone. You got to kind of play zone. You can't go one possession, then they scored, and all of a sudden you jump out of it. But maybe that's something that I evaluate as I try to get better for the next game and moving forward, maybe a little bit more zone. But through our scouting, this team was better at zone than they were against man because the way they attack it is in the high post with two big players, double high post, and we just didn't pull that lever. Yep.
With Tulio, I know last year you said that you wanted to limit his minutes and not have him
play
37 minutes. Is that the case this year? I mean, just because of age being out, things like that?
37 minutes is high. Lamont West, I think, was in foul trouble in the first half. And I do think a coaching error I made in the second half was not playing Kabir Muhammad more. He definitely should have played more. I thought he was fantastic in the first half. And that's a coaching error. Like this whole game is just a big coaching error. And that is it's a really good question. It's a great question. So, yeah, Kabir should have played more. Tulo should have played less.
All right, Coach, thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate you guys.